Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors is expected to approve a $500,000 loan from the Headwaters Fund Board to the Open Door Community Health Care Centers, underwritten by the Arcata Economic Development Corporation, at today's meeting. The AEDC has put together $1.5 million in funding, including $500,000 each from the Humboldt Area Foundation and the AEDC, to purchase a 3-acre parcel of property for a new Open Door clinic in Arcata. The clinic will be located downtown, close to Humboldt State, and the city is giving the AEDC a good deal on the property. The supervisors will also hear an update from Virginia Bass regarding the progress made by the Homeless Task Force, which has been looking into ways to address the issue of homelessness in the region. Supervisor Bass will show a video which looks at the issue of homelessness throughout the state at today's meeting. The salvage effort to remove a sunken fishing vessel, the Joe Marie, from the Chetco River Channel continues. The boat sank a week ago Monday in the middle of the channel after being knocked into the north and south jetties by 9-foot waves. The Marine Retriever, a salvage ship, was dispatched from Coos Bay to tow the fishing boat to dock after it was brought to the surface. Divers placed airbags in the Joe Marie's hull and they were inflated and floated the boat to the surface where the Marine Retriever took over. 4 men were rescued from the ship as it sank, and the Coast Guard has monitored any environmental threats from fuel and oil on board the boat. If you were down by the waterfront in Eureka, you may have been surprised to see an unusual sight, a United States Navy littoral combat ship tied up at a Eureka dock. The USS Independence, the first of its class, was taking on fuel and has been conducting training exercises off the coast. The second ship of the Independence class, the USS Coronado, was commissioned last year. Littoral combat ships are designed to work in close to shore in support of military operations around the globe, and the Independence and its sister ships have just a 10-foot draft when fully loaded. The Superior Court of Humboldt County is getting rid of its paper calendars, which cover the walls on the second floor of the courthouse. The county will now use electronic calendar walls, which will automatically update every 30 minutes, and they will be on display outside of every courtroom on the second floor. There will also be 2 master calendars, one on the ground floor at the entrance to the county clerk's office, and another on the second floor. Former North Coast Congressman Frank Riggs is getting back into politics, this time in Arizona. Riggs announced last week that he has filed paperwork for an exploratory committee in the race for the governor's seat in Arizona. Riggs joins a crowded field with a total of 8 candidates vying for the Republican nomination. The winner of the nomination will likely face Democratic candidate Fred Duval in the November election. Riggs served as the 1st District's congressional representative from 91 through 93 and again from 95 through 99. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
FAFSA. It means free application for federal student aid. It's Cash for College. This month, the Humboldt County Office of Education will be putting on Cash for College events. It only takes an hour, but could equal thousands of dollars towards funding for 2-year, 4-year tech or career training opportunities. Log on to decadeadifference.org for more information, locations, and times for these Cash for College events. Your income doesn't matter. Your chosen field of study doesn't matter. Helping you further your education is what matters. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. This year, the Arcata Fire Protection District will be redeveloping its fire stations in downtown Arcata and McKinleyville with the assistance of local consulting firm Greenway Partners. Arcata Fire began collaborating with Greenway last year on a strategic plan to provide adequate fire service to the community. One obstacle facing the district is its size, as Fire Chief Desmond Cowan explains.
It's an issue of the size of our district. We have 3 stations that are serving a 62-square-mile area and 36,000 or so residents. So one of the things we're looking at right now in our strategic plan is how do we define the metrics we want to use to be able to measure our success and how we're delivering service to the community.
The planning process brought together stakeholders, district directors, volunteers, and union representatives, and they studied the numbers to determine the best way to provide coverage for the region.
And we looked at all this data, and everybody came to the same conclusion. The numbers speak for themselves, and we needed to move away from the notion of building one big station in the Sunset area and modernize and expand the Arcata station and the McKinleyville Fire Station.
Greenway plans to begin construction of the new facilities over the summer and finish the project by the end of the year. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.